San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener is leading the national effort to introduce refuge laws to shield trans kids and their families from penalties when they go out of state to seek gender-affirming care.
We are not going to enforce these laws in our states or in our courts. We're not going to become an arm of the law for the state of Texas or Alabama or anywhere else that chooses to criminalize our community. We're not going to honor subpoenas from these states that are seeking, for example, medical records relating to gender-affirming care to be used for evil or criminal purposes in those states. And we are not going to allow our law enforcement officers to enforce these vicious laws in our states.
Brianna Tatone is the first openly transgender state legislator elected in Colorado. She said she experiences hate on a daily basis on social media. With the leak of a draft Supreme Court decision to overturn the right to abortion uppermost in many people's minds, Tatone said anti-abortion and anti-trans rhetoric are connected.
It's no coincidence that abortion rights are being challenged in the same year that there are the most anti-trans laws in history that have been proposed and passed. There are two sides of the same coin in this fight, and the same people are fighting with the same justifications, and it's about control over people and pushing the evangelical Christian agenda. It's time that we take a better defensive position. We know the attacks are coming, so it's time that we don't take a hit on the chin and then react, but instead put up a shield.
A transgender refuge law is likely to win easy passage in California, but even lawmakers in some red states like Florida, Georgia, and Kentucky said they'll take up the battle to protect trans kids and their families. I'm Sam Canfield, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.